Dumb.
Cool.
Weird.
Podcast.
Welcome to the Dumb, Cool, Weird Podcast. And today we're going to review a movie that we actually watched on a flight
to Las Vegas.
Yeah. You guys remember it. You know our boy, Adam Sandler.
Bobby Boucher.
Yeah. But you know, a lot of people don't like Adam Sandler, but I personally like Adam Sandler. When I was a kid, he definitely influenced me a lot, because the thing I really respect about Adam Sandler is he gives his friends a lot of work.
Yeah.
And he just keeps doing it, man. And you know, when I was younger, like in college, in film school, we'd make fun of him.
Yeah.
But looking back on it, like, Adam Sandler was fucking cool, dude. Like, he just keeps working, you know, and that's all you can really hope for in this industry, you know?
Well, yeah, especially because he's got his own production company, so It all works out. But yeah, let's get to the simple and good things in life. Bobby Boucher, the greatest football player who ever existed.
Yeah, so The Waterboy, you know, it's one of those movies when I was growing up, I really loved it. My dad showed it to me the first time when I was a kid. I was about 6 or 7 years old when it first like came out. And my dad was like trying to encourage me to be an aggressive football player. He's like, you got to be like The Waterboy.
And I was like, I feel like this could have been another movie you gave me, Dad.
Yeah, well, he made me watch that in the movie Rudy, which that's another movie we might watch at a certain time. But
you could watch the original Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. But yeah, this movie's definitely very silly. It's over the top. It's Adam Sandler. So Adam Sandler usually plays two different types of characters in movies. He either plays like the witty, funny, like misunderstood nerd guy that people like find whimsical, or he plays a really like dumb, crazy character.
Just straight retarded.
Yeah. And that's basically what he is. He's that character in this movie.
Yep.
And, you know, Bobby Boucher is one of these characters who, you know, he's a water boy. He gets picked on, and he basically finds a way to channel his anger when he leaves.
When Henry Winkler helps him out.
Yeah, brings him onto the team. But basically, he works for free for Henry Winkler, which is kind of fucked up.
Technically, wasn't he working for free for the last football coach?
I don't know if he was or not. He might have been.
Oh, yeah. He might have actually been getting paid for that. He was like some diversity hire when he was a kid.
Yeah, because he's, you know, he has mental health. I mean, obviously, he's got mental problems.
Well, yeah. I mean, if your mom is like keeping you in the swamp for like 25 years.
Yeah, let's talk about his mom. Kathy Bates plays his mom, which Kathy Bates is a really good actress.
Yeah.
But basically, she plays his crazy ass fucking mom who basically feeds him everything from the fucking swamp.
Yeah. And then a moose somehow when he was a kid.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were moose in the swamp.
Yep. She's definitely insane. She also thinks everything is the devil. Like
Bobby Boucher, you know what I told you about them girls? No, mama, they's the devil.
Yeah, Vicky Valancourt, the girl from The Craft.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a really good actress too. He definitely knocked it out of the park with these A-list actors back in the day. But yeah, I think it's funny that he drives a fucking lawnmower.
Yep, to and from work.
Yeah, not an actual car.
Well, he doesn't have one. It's probably the devil.
Probably the devil, yeah. Right. But basically he ends up like, you know, playing at the school. They find out that he actually is a fucking badass football player, because he gets so angry and he like lets the aggression out. So then the team starts winning, and you find out a little bit more about the coach, how the coach was basically this badass football player at one time. And then
he was a badass football coach. And then his passive aggressive behavior, let Red take his shit.
Yeah. Really let it. He's like, I'm going to have his playbook. And if you don't give it to me, things are going to get awfully physical around here.
So, and he's like, he calls his grandma wearing the heels. It's a good scene.
And the phone wasn't even plugged.
Yeah. He's gone.
I love how he convinces Bobby to join the team. He's like, what your mom don't know won't hurt her. I did the same thing. And he lifts up his fucking pants and he shows
a tattoo of Roy who?
I don't know.
It's like some singer or some comedian or something. Yeah, he's like some guy named Roy. Gets a tattoo on
Roy
his ass.
Roy Orbison?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
And he had a tattoo of Roy Orbison on his ass.
Yeah. Wow, that's funny.
And then, you know, Bobby's like, you know what? I'm going to show up. I love when he calls in Captain Insano.
Yeah, what is he called?
No, it's Captain Insano. And
no, but the guy that plays him.
Oh, that's the Big Show. Yeah, Paul Big White. Show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when but Paul White was in WCW.
That guy's so big, he could have played football.
He played basketball.
I believe that.
Yeah.
He looks big enough to play basketball.
Yeah, there's a funny story about Paul White apparently trying to get into, go and, like, romantically meet up a woman. He tries climbing up a ladder, and he broke it.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, basically, Captain Insano makes fun of him because we actually...
Sounds like a virgin.
Because we actually find out how old Bobby really is. He's actually 31 years old.
Yeah. Which is, really disturbing.
Yeah. You know, my favorite character in the movie is a character called Farmer Fran.
Yeah, Farmer Fran.
Bobby Boulay,
I love how he's in all of his productions, too.
Yeah, he was in, Farmer Fran, that character was actually in Joe Dirt.
Yeah, yeah, it was
he had a cameo.
Home is where you make it. You like seeing homos naked?
No.
Home is where you're naked. Yeah, you like seeing homos naked, man. I don't care.
He's like, God. He's like, no. Home is where you make it. God damn, boy, I want to know that.
Funny these kids.
They moan.
They moan. They what?
Yeah, actually, that actor is a fucking superstar too. He was Sean's dad in Boy Meets World. And he also played. He also took over the voice for Slinky Dog for Jim Varney because him and Jim Varney are actually really good friends.
Oh, wow.
You know, Ernest.
Good old Ernest.
Yep. One of my favorite characters. I also love the fucking drunk cheerleaders. They're pretty funny.
Oh, my God. They're trashed.
Yeah, they're trashed all the time. And then that scene where they have that big party and then the two hot, college girls are talking to Bobby. And then he's, telling them he doesn't understand. He's like, yeah, me and Coach Klein and my mom got together last night. And then, the one girl gets really turned off.
The other one's, really interested.
Really into it.
So you like boys or girls? Well, I like everybody.
She's like, you really are a dirty boy. And then, he brings those frog muffins, bro. What the fuck was that?
You know, I love how he's the only guy to eat them was Farmer Fran.
Yeah, it took a big bite out of it.
Hope those bones were chilled out of it.
Yeah, I know, right? Basically, the whole movie is literally just them. Adam Sandler playing this character. They win, and then he's trying to hide this stuff from his mom. He falls in love with Vicky Valancourt. Vicky's always trying to get with him, and then he's.
I love it. It's like, well, I like foosball, and I like Vicky Valancourt.
I've seen the boobies.
It's like, yeah, storms out, comes back in. Vicky Valancourt, let me see her boobies, and I like those too.
Yep. And then after that, his mom goes into a coma.
Yeah, that was great.
Yep. And he goes and takes we find out at the as they're about to go to the championship game that Coach Klein actually faked his
school transcript.
Yeah, so he had to go take the test. He beat the test and he beat it by he scored a high score on it. And,
to be fair, it was the state of Louisiana. I think anybody can do it, even Bobby Boucher.
Yeah, pretty sure. Oh, we got to talk about Colonel Sanders.
Oh, fuck yeah. Colonel Sanders. I love how he shows up in the Longest Yard movie later on in his career.
Yeah.
Which makes me want to look for him in other films around that time period.
Well, Adam Sandler's got a habit of doing that, adding other characters. But, the Colonel Sanders character, he was, asking questions. My favorite scene is where he's asking the questions. And he's like, my mama said that them alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth but no toothbrush. And he goes, well, guess what, folks? Mama's wrong again.
No, you're wrong, Colonel Sanders. Tackles him.
Something wrong with his medulla oblongata.
Fucking tackles him.
Yeah.
It shows up at the party. Are we still having a test next week? Oh, I mean, if you're okay with it, Bobby.
He's like, oh, yeah, of course. He's like, give me your regards to your dear sweet mother. Yeah, and then he gets run over at the end of the movie when they win the championship game. I love how he's passed out and she's like, well, maybe this water from a glacier will wake him up.
Yeah, right? How? Oh, yeah, that's because Vicky Valancourt gave him that shit.
Yeah. He said it was blessed by an Eskimo medicine man. And then I love how at the very end of the movie when he gets married to Vicky and he's like, you know, getting ready to go start his life, his dad shows up. And I never noticed this when
cross-eyed.
I never noticed this as a kid, but that fucking character is just Adam Sandler in a fat suit.
Really? I didn't even think about that.
It really is him.
I was pretty drunk, so
yeah, he was like, about it. He's like, Bobby, it's me, your father.
You should have taken the NFL contract. I could be your manager.
It's like, no, Dad, I want to go back to school and finish school. I don't do that, dopey.
Yeah, right? Mom comes out and tackles him on some straight-up concrete.
You know what that really implies, right? Yeah. That implies that his mom was normal intelligence, and then she fucked a guy with, like, Down syndrome or something.
Remember she was showing her old high school pictures. You know, she was, like, really pretty. You know, she was, like, with a normal guy. Yeah. It's like, oh, that wasn't love. That was just lust. He's like,
there's your daddy.
It's like, so handsome. And it's like, he's got, like, that one eye crossed.
And even Bobby's looking at him like,
What?
What the fuck?
He's like, oh, that's my daddy? He's so handsome. No, that was my boyfriend. This is your daddy.
And he's like, has no comment.
Yeah, you don't got any comment. It's like,
damn, that's why I'm fucking retarded. Shit.
Shit, he was poor, dumb, and retarded?
Damn.
I said poor, dumb, and retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was poor, ugly, retarded. And then he's like, you got to be like, man, why do my parents fuck? You know, hey, that's how you see a lot of people running around out here, man.
That's true. But yeah, I mean, it's your typical football movie, you know, guy's a loser, joins a team, they win the championship game, you know, holla fucking Luya. It's just funny because it's Adam Sandler and it's set in Louisiana near the bayou.
And he's playing a mentally challenged kid.
Yep, pretty much. But that's Waterboy. I mean, it's a classic from the 90s. It's up there. I put it up there with like Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy's great.
Movies like that. You know, it's just great Adam Sandler like humor. But you know, let's talk about the dumb, cool, weird. What's dumb about this movie?
Well, I mean, it's dumb that he's 30 years old and he didn't graduate high school.
Yeah.
That's true. The very least, you know, I mean, the guy has no basic intelligence.
Yeah.
But somehow was able to cram it all in for one test.
That is very unbelievable. So dumb.
You know, because you don't actually get smarter with age. You actually just either stay the same or get significantly dumber.
Yeah, true.
If you haven't learned anything.
Well, what was cool about this movie?
I mean, the coolest thing, obviously, to me was that they got the Big Show.
Yeah.
And Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, and Colonel Sanders. The Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, I know, right? I wonder if they ate good chicken on set.
I think
the coolest thing, though, is that, you know, Adam Sandler's character goes from, like, being the lowest of the low and climbing up the pecking order.
Yep. Very true. The weirdest thing about this movie is probably the actual background characters, ironically enough. You know, like Farmer Fran's weird. That guy that's like, oh, I haven't seen a guy like him since Joe Montana. And then he's like, Joe Montana. And he's like, Joe Montana was a quarterback, you idiot. Like, I like
that. Yeah, like all the background characters, like the drunken cheerleaders. God.
Or like, you know, Rob Schneider, he plays that guy that's like, literally there's a scene where Rob Schneider's character is literally in a shack and he's eating a dead raccoon.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird. Like, all those
characters. Or the two gay sheriffs for some reason.
Yeah.
So there was no question. We never needed to know that. We just thought it was funny.
Yeah, that's why I threw it in there. But yeah, that's a... Just all the background characters are weird. But, you know, like, you know, stay weird, Louisiana, you know.
It's not Portland.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's The Waterboy, you know. I always recommend watching it because it's a classic, you know. If you're a Gen Z kid watching this, I don't know.
Get offended or some shit. I don't know. Grow a vagina or something, you non-genital having weirdos.
Yeah, and just check it out because it'll change your life.
Yeah, it might actually... make you not be so confused in life.
Yeah.
Go get a real job, hippies.
Yep. And as Farmer Fran would say, and
as I say, stay sexy, Atlanta.
Yeah, don't. Thanks for checking out the Dumb Cool Weird podcast. We're a movie podcast now, so Movie Monday is every Monday about crappy movies from the 20th century. It's going to be great, folks. I can't wait to show y'all.